Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. Absolute, once again, honor that you have joined the number one industrial and manufacturing-related podcast in the universe. I've never been around the universe, but I'm going to plant that flag, and that is my story. That is what I'm sticking to. And on this particular episode, we're celebrating the heroes of manufacturing. We've got an interview with a gentleman by the name of Andrew Jackson, and we're celebrating on this podcast Team Elsons International. That's E-L-S-O-N-S International. You know how to spell that. Let's get cracking. Another great interview with a great professional celebrating manufacturers all across this wonderful world, because it is because of them we live better. They're changing lives. They're changing, I mean, people. They are going to be the foundation in this next normal and the ability to be able to bring about, I don't know, whatever that next normal is. We're gonna have to lean on these wonderful people, these great companies, to help us through this tremendous, this challenging journey. That's for doggone sure. All right, I did a live. We talked a lot about, again, collaboration, innovation, and education, and upping your digital game. I'm going to be putting out a new video, and it's going to be a short one. You'll see it out there on LinkedIn. And this is... I've had people ask me questions, one, from an educational point of view, what do I do? So I've got this story, and it's a video. Anyway, I've got this story about cross-training, and it really does. If I'm cross-training, if I'm doing weightlifting, and then I go and do a bike, and then I go do some isometric type of stuff, it's all awful. Don't get me wrong. It's tough to move this old body around. However, I benefit from it because I'm constantly challenging my body, challenging my balance, whatever it is. I'm challenging myself. The same thing exists with education, right? You're going to have to challenge your education, and I've got a really nice hack. So look out for that particular video, and it's not painful. It's not painful like doggone doing Pilates or yoga. Or the better one is Warrior. Oh, but I see improvement. I'm telling you, my balance has improved. You'd be impressed. And if we ever get past this COVID world we live in and you meet me, try to push me down. I've got great balance. That's what I'd like to think, but I do. They push me. Anyway, let's get going with the heroes of manufacturing. And Andrew and his company have done such a great job during this transition. They've contributed to the community. They've done so much to help their valuable workforce get through this particular challenging. And also that they gave a great shout out to companies that really have been by their side, which is all a part of that collaboration. It's all a part of that necessity to be a part of a bigger community. And It's a real inspiring story. So enjoy the conversation with Andrew Jackson, and the company is, or team is, Eliassons, Eliassons. Jeez, I'm looking at the Elson, E-L-S-O-N-S. Don't forget that, International. Great conversation. Enjoy. Andrew, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast and celebrating the heroes of manufacturing, which you be one. How are you doing there, Andrew?
We're doing great. Nice sunny day in Cleveland. Weather's nice. It's Friday and the weekend's coming.
Yeah, but you don't play that game because you know that the weekend is still a weekend of work, right? Do you guys work on the weekends?
Sure, nowadays.
All right. So for the listeners, let's level set a little bit. Let's get a little background, a little 411 on who Andrew is. And then we'll just go right into the conversation and begin to celebrate the heroes of manufacturing. Give us a little background.
Grew up in the inner city of Cleveland. So I grew up in a lower middle class family and was able to get some good family values and got a decent education and turned out pretty good, I think. Went to Cleveland Public Schools all of my life. Went to Cleveland State University, graduated from Cleveland State, and I worked as a high-value consultant, which means expensive, for 25 years with a company called Accenture. And after that, I spent about 7 years working at the Chamber of Commerce here in Cleveland, where I understood the intersection between government and private sector and the need to do good economic development work. I left there after about 7 years, and I acquired a manufacturing company called Elson's International, which is where I am right now.
See, I'm having a hard time doing the math, just FYI. If you were with Accenture for a quarter of a century, and then you jumped on board and you did something for 7 years, I'm still having a hard time doing the math. Life has been good to you, FYI.
I'm 59 years old. I'm 59. So I'm going to be like a kid. I'm 59 and a half because my birthday is in February, so I'm 59 and a half.
Got it. I've been rode hard and put away wet. I'm only 58.
Oh, my God. That's all right. Yeah.
Jeez.
I'm 59 and a half, and I've been working in corporate America for about 40 years now.
Now that I've got to dig myself out of this ditch of depression now, let's go.
Don't worry.
I was with PwC, and I'm telling you right now, if you lasted 25 years at Accenture, and yes, that's a tough gig, because I was with Pricewaterhouse. It's a tough gig.
Yeah, you came around during when we had the Big Eights. That's when the Big Eight. Yeah. You had Deloitte, EY, and those companies, and you were one of the Big Eights at the time.
That's right.
It's a boot camp. It's a corporate boot camp.
I call it a meat grinder.
Yeah, exactly that. 25 years. I put in 25 good years.
God, that's remarkable. Heck, that's big time remarkable. All right.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so let's give a little background. Okay, so you've got this company. You know, COVID hits, right? COVID hammers. Now all of a sudden you're going to have to adapt. You're going to have to figure something out. How has your company sort of adapted to this COVID world?
Well, the first thing we had to do was talk to the employees and tell the employees that on the back of your shirt, it says Team Elson's on the back of your shirt, which means we take care of you inside the plant and outside the plant. You're part of a team when you come here. And so we first told them that we're getting information as it comes. We understand that there are going to be stimulus packages and things of that nature, and people will potentially have unemployment, but we're going to do the best we can to keep everybody working here as long as we can. And we did that. It came to a point where, of course, demand fell off, and it became time to figure out what to do for the employees. And we decided to do a lot of latent demand, a lot of latent maintenance that we had around here. So we painted our entire plant on the inside, so our guys became painters. We repaired all of our machines, so our guys became mechanics the best they could. And we also spent more time doing some training around here, telling people, you have not spent a lot of time in this area, so why don't you go over there and learn what they do over there, and you swap up. So we were able to retool our shop. We painted our facility on the inside, made it look new and improved. And then we retooled our employees at the same time. Our goal was to let people have some dignity during the virus. Some people don't want unemployment. Some people do want to work for an honest day's pay.
Yep.
And make a living as opposed to sit at home, do nothing, and get something. And many of our employees felt that way. And so we did that for the first 2 or 3 months of the pandemic, to be honest. And you walk into our facility, it's a little bit fresher, a little cleaner, it looks a lot better. And from a customer perspective, we think that we're new and improved.
See, that's an interesting approach, because I've heard of companies, of course, you know, that whole distancing, how did you create that? How did you create the safe work environment? You're the first company that said, okay, let's do some maintenance. Let's get the equipment running, operating, and performing from an asset perspective. Yeah. I like that approach. Not only that, it gave an appreciation for your valuable team to be able to learn, grow, expand their knowledge. I think that was brilliant.
Yeah, the other thing I tell you is that was important in the process is that you know that people want to have some dignity in this process, and people are nervous. And so for those of our employees, some of them chose to take the unemployment. They thought that with the kicker of $600 a week and my no unemployment, that might not be a bad deal. And we knew that some of them didn't necessarily have all the technology they needed to do and register unemployment. And so we set up a process in our office for anybody who wanted to register for unemployment to help them get through that process. So we provided the technology and the computers for them to do that. We assisted them in that process because it's what they want to do. And we felt that that's your choice. We have to support you in that as well.
Geez, that's spectacular. It really is, man.
Yeah.
I'm truly impressed. So let's talk. I am, man. I'm always now. Give us a little background on what your company manufactures.
Okay. Like I said, my VP of operations over my shoulder here in his office, he said, you better get it right, Andrew. But we make packaging materials. We provide packaging materials, primarily corrugated packaging. Also, we do shrink wrap. We do coroplast. We try to satisfy all your packaging needs that you may have from a company. And most of our clients are industrial clients or consumer product related clients that need packaging materials to ship their products in.
See, that would be a great economic indicator. Do you find that your business is beginning to pick up a little bit? There's like, I mean, that's a leading indicator of how the economy's doing.
Yeah. Well, we probably operate in three or four major sectors. One of them is automotive. That sector really has not picked up like we thought. We have several clients in the form of Honda, GM and things of that nature, and they still have demand out that they're trying to catch up to, so that production has not picked up yet. On the other hand, we have several PPE clients that have increased their production. We have some industrial clients that have increased their production. So all in all, I would think that we're about 67% of capacity right now in trying to get the other parts of construction and automotive to get back online. And when they get back online, I imagine we'll get back to 100%, if not more.
Yeah, that's good. All right.
Production.
Yeah. Leading indicator. Definitely packaging is very, very important. All types of packaging, most definitely. Now, let's talk a little bit about giving back to the community. You know, the Northeast Ohio, very, very much steeped in manufacturing. Very just, I mean, you have something special up there. So how did you get back to the community during this time?
Well, we are, I have to say that Northeast Ohio is probably one of the most giving communities in general around the nation. Having been here, born and raised here, I've seen this community and the leadership of this community step up when we needed to. So in our facility, I'm a member of that organization's job is to support elderly individuals, given the fact that some of their dependents may not be in the household with them anymore. And so they are on their own. You might find seniors who don't have good housing, don't have meals and things of that nature. So we were very active with the Western Reserve Area Agency on Aging to help them to do Meals on Wheels. We provided the boxes that they were packaging the meals in. In some cases, we were the facility that helped them distribute some of that food out to the individuals that needed to be distributed to. So we did that. We also help them with what we call essentials. People forget that food is an essential, but also soap and water and deodorant and toothpaste and things of that nature are essentials. Just a comb, for example. You can't get out. You're a senior person. You can't get out to the drugstore. You have nobody to help you get what you need. So we help Western Reserve also do the packaging for essentials. And in these essentials boxes, we did one for women, men, and children. And in that box, it had toothpaste, it had a toothbrush, it had lotion, it had shampoo, it had hair grease, it had things of those natures that are very essential to day-to-day living. You get up in the morning, you have to do those things as well as eat. So we did the essential piece of food and what people think is a non-essential piece of things that you need to make it through day-to-day life. We did those as well.
That is amazing. And yes, I can attest to the fact that Northeast Ohio is a very generous location and people just in general are very engaged in helping the community. It's pretty amazing. Let's talk a little bit about real quick. So you're going through this challenging time. You're keeping the doors open. You're keeping people engaged. You're helping as much as you can, not just internally but externally through in your community. Are there any businesses that you wanted to sort of extend your appreciation for their help in helping you?
Yeah, the first one is I want to talk about Magnet. who's been very helpful to the manufacturing sector here. And I mentioned that earlier in the process. And then we have some of the foundations around town, like and those institutions that have been very supportive of employees in general in our region. From a company perspective, we have a few clients who stuck with us through the process and customers who kept sending us orders. The companies like Lincoln Electric, they have sent us orders. They kept the orders coming. We had clients PPE clients like Reese Pharmaceutical kept the orders coming and made sure that we stayed whole. We have a large account with a company called Direct Target and another company called the Master Foods, who was very helpful to us because they kept the orders coming and they called and made sure that we're still open. And if there's anything that we could do, keep your orders coming, we were doing that for. So I appreciate them for that and what they did with us as during the process.
Well, we're definitely going to give them a shout out on this particular podcast. We'll link and we will make sure that they get the recognition that they do on this particular Heroes of Manufacturing podcast. We're going to close it out because we're running out of time.
Okay.
How do, let's say, your conversation, from my perspective, is very inspiring. How do people get a hold of you? What's the best way if they're saying, hey, I want to help support what's happening here?
I'll give them the number at Elsa's International, area code 216-481-8219. And I'm an extension 100 if they're trying to reach me. Our website is a long website, but it's Elsons, E-L-S-O-N-S. Make sure you put the S on the end, international, international.com, ElsonsInternational.com. And I want to tell you that I don't do this by myself. I have a team here. So anybody you call here is going to take your call and be receptive and get back to you in a timely fashion. So I have a team of people who help me get this done. You couldn't do it without a team.
Yeah, it's a long domain name, but it's well worth it, doggone it. All right, you listeners out there, Andrew Jackson is his name. Elsons International is the company. They're doing great things up in Northeast Ohio, and I want you to support them in a big way. So do not go away. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
I want to thank Andrew Jackson and Team Elsons International for making our lives better. That's what they do. Thank you for being our manufacturing heroes on this particular podcast, this Industrial Talk podcast dedicated to you, the industrial and manufacturing professionals that get it done, like Team Elsons International. Thank you very much. Look them up. Go out to Elsons International. Find out more about that great company. And I will have all the contact information if you want to reach out to Andrew. Find out more about his business and the services and the solutions he provides. Yep, it's all there. Again, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Now, again, you're going to hear me talk a little bit about that video. Look for it. And we're talking a little bit about education. How are you going to do it? How are you going to cross-train your education to have greater success? You need to do it. Okay. We're going to have another Heroes of Manufacturing as well as another great Industrial Talk Podcast interview coming your way. Thank you very much for joining. Be bold, be brave, dare greatly, change the world. Thank you very much, and stay tuned for another great interview.